Yerushalmi, printed in Bavli, Shkolim, Daf Teth. We begin at the foot of Daf Chesmel Beith. Tani Chatsi Shminis Tarbanis Heishana. The Baitha tells us that a quarter log is half of the old Tiverian eighth. Rabbi Yochanan Hadein Tidan He. Rabbi Yochanan says that is the measure that we use nowadays. Velamen Kawile Atika. Why then was it referred to as an old one? The answer is because in his day it was small again. If Dahami Dahava the Irubsa, some say it had been small and it became larger. This Dahami Da as Ira Vale as Ira Kama Dahabas. Some say that it became small again. Kama Ushio Shalkis, what is the size of the cup? Rabbi Yosi Bashem, Rabbi Yosi Ben Pazi. Rabbi Yosi Bab Bevai, Beshem Rabbi Shmuel, Etzba'ayim al Etzba'ayim, Arum Etzba, Umechse, Ushlish Etzba. Rabbi Yosi quoting Rabbi Yosi Ben Pazi, and Rabbi Yosi Ben Bar Bevai quoting Rabbi Shmuel said that it's two finger breadths by the height of 1 5/6 finger breadths. Tani Yovish Kazayas to Rabbi Nathan. The Baisa brings from Rabbi Nathan that for congealed wine, the size to be able to. To be liable for taking out an item into the Rosh Hasharabim is an olive. Rabbanon de Kisorin, Rabbi Yosi Bar Vei, Rabbi Shem Shmuel, Asya de Rinosen, Kerebi Shimon. Kamad Rabbi Shimon Amar Buravias, Kain Amar Rabbi Nosen, Buravias, Likashinikrash, Riei Boy Kazayas. Rabbanon of Kisorin and Rabbi Yosi Bar Vei, quoting Shmuel, said that Rabbi Nosen follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who said that he is liable for a quarter log. So too, Rabbi Nathan says a quarter log, as when it congeals, it will be the size of a kazayis. Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Maaseh b'pirudas Rabbi Shemesa v'tirith dama Rishum nevela. Rabbi Simon, quoting Yeshua ben Levi, said that there was once a case of a mule of Rabbi that died, and they purified its blood from the tumor of nevela, meaning that its blood is tahor. B'shar Rabbi Elezer es Rabbi Simon ad kama. Rabbi Elezer asked Rabbi Simon how much blood there was, but Rabbi Simon did not answer. Rashon Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Va'omale ad Revius, Taho, Yosem Revius, Tommy, Ravash le Rabbi Eliezer, al dele Chazale, Rabbi Simon, Shmuasa. He then asked Rabbi Shur ben Levi, who answered that until a quarter log is Taho, more than that is Tommy, Rabbi Elezer was upset that Rabbi Simon did not answer him. Rabbevai have a Yasiv, Masni Hadein Uvda. Rabbevai was sitting and teaching this story. Avli Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Kahana, Ad Revius Tahor, Yosem Mekan Tomei Ubadbe. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Kahana asked, is it until a quarter log Tahor, but more than that is Tomei? Rabbevai rejected his question. Amalei Rabbi Zvika began to show a laugh at the Bayit Bay. Rabbi Zvika said to Rabbevai, just because he asked you, you reject him? Amalei began to lay harvestati be beitnili. Rabbi Eva said, no, I reject him because my mind was not settled. Tam Rabbi Hanan v'ayu chayecha tuluyim loch mineged zeshuleke chitim l'shala. As Rabbi Hanan said in quoting from the pasuk in Dvarim Perek Chafres pasuk Samach Vav in the Tehofa over there in Parshas Kisavai, and your life will hang in suspense before you. This is a person who buys wheat for a year as he does not own land. Upahata laila v'yoim ze'alikech mina sidki. You will be in fear night and day. This is the person who buys from the dealer. V'leitamin b'chayecha ze'alikech mina palto v'ana samichna apalto. And the phrase, and you will not believe in your life, this is the person who buys from the baker, as he must be concerned that the baker might not have bread to sell him, and I rely on the baker. Umarkadoin, and the question is, so what is the law? Meaning is more than a log of novella blood, Tommy. Hedu Bishur ben Petura, al dam novella shutaho. Rabbi Shur ben Petura taught that novella blood is taho. Mao taho, what's the meaning of taho? Taho milachshia, when it's moist, metame. Taho, that it does not, as a liquid, cause things, means machshir things to be able to contract tumor, but it does impart tumor to other things. Taman Taninan, Dama Sheritz Kabasaroi, Matame, Reina Mafshe, Veinon Kiyotzeboi, Veshir Tomosai, Shedomoi, Matame, Kabasaroi. And there's a Mishnah Machshir that teaches the blood of a dead sheritz has the same law as its flesh. It is Tame, but does not Machshir as a liquid. It is unique in that way. The amount of blood that conveys Tumah is the same as its flesh. Amrav Yosi, Pligi Bar, Treina Mayroin, Had Amar Tomei, V'Had Amar Tahor. Rav Yosi said that two Amorim disagreed, one said it is Tomei, and one said it is Tahor. Manda Amar Tomei, Kav Yehuda, V'Manda Amar Tahor, Kav Yishor Ben Patur. The one who said Tomei is according to Rav Yehuda, the one who said Tahor is according to Rav Yishor Ben Patur. And then Yosi continues like this, Amale Rab Abduma, Demin Lechusa, V'Yehus, to Rav Yehuda, V'Yraina, Debein Nasir Haba. Rav Abduma of Nechusa said to Rav Yosi, that is correct, as Rabbi Yehuda, who gave the instructions in the house of Rebbe, was the one who ruled that way when he told them that blood of the mule is tar only if less than a quarter of a lob. Shema Ya'ani V'yayim Mubakole. The Mishnah taught perhaps he will become poor, and they'll say, Tani Rabbi Shmuel Karetz L'Yitroi Rebbe Hashad. A b'risa says Rabbi Shmuel teaches that a person with a lot of hair on his head should not withdraw the funds because they might arouse suspicion that he hid some of the money in his hair. Tani ha-gizbarim ha-yumafaspasim bekilkin. A b'risa says that the treasurers would separate the fibers if he was wearing a woolen garment. Tani medabim ha-yumimoy v'sha'ashu nichlas ad sha'ashu yodse. The b'risa says that they would speak to him from when he entered until he left, so he would not be able to hide coins in his mouth. V'yimale pume moy. Ask the Gemara, why not fill his mouth with water? Amrav Tanchuma, replay a bracha, or Tanchuma answer, as he must recite a bracha upon withdrawing the funds. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, b'shem Rabbi Yedison, Rateru, Renavim, Rukasubim, Ratsano Shadam Saraf Lapseis, Yidei Habrius, Kadesh Hotse Saraf Lapseis, Yidei Hamokli. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, quoting Rabbi Yedison, said that in the Torah, in Navim, and in Kasubim, we find that a person must be beyond suspicion with people in the same way that he must be before Hashem. Batorah minayin tichzir v'yisem nekiyem v'Hashem miyisol. In the Torah, as is written in Bamidbar, in Paragraph Beis Pasuk Chof Beis, and you shall be innocent before Hashem and before Yisol. Benavim minayin tichzir keil elikim Hashem v'goyme v'Yisol hu yada. The Pasuk of Benavim is as it's written in Yeshua, Pekhov Beis, Pasachov Beis, God, Elohim, Hashem, and Yisrael shall know. B'ksuvim v'nayin d'chsiv o'matzachem v'seichel toi v'nei Elohim v'adam. In Ksuvim, it's as it's written in Mishle, in Perek Gimel, Pasach David, and find favor and good understanding in the eyes of Hashem and man. Gamliel Zuger sha'al l'Rab Yosi b'bun, Ezu ha'mechuvah shemekolom. Gamliel Zuger asked Rabbi Yosi Rabun, which of those psukim is the clearest? Amalei, Yisem Nekiyim, Hashem V'Misrael. Rabbi Yosi Rabun answered, that's the one in the Torah, and you shall be innocent before Hashem and before Yisrael. We come now to the next Mishnah, it's Halacha Gimel. Shall be Rabban Gamliel, Hayanichnas, V'Shiklim, V'Shokabin, Amsbarisa, V'Zokalifne, HaTorim, V'HaTorim, Miskavin, V'Dach, Miskavin, V'dachvu l'sei ha'kubba. One of the house of Rabban Gamliel would enter with his shekel between his fingers and he would throw it before the treasurer, who would intentionally push it into the box to ensure that it fell into the collection of coins that would be used to buy sacrifices, rather than remain only remnants of the shekels, known as the sherei halishka, which were used for other things. Eina toyim toyim ad shu oim elahem et toyim, v'hen oimim loy toyim toyim toyim, shalosh shlesha pomim. The treasurer would only withdraw the funds after he said to them, shall I withdraw? And they replied, withdraw. This dialogue was said three times. Before Pesach, he withdrew from the first box and covered the remaining coins with boiled leather covers. And this would cause any new coins donated to be separate from the old coins. He would do the same when withdrawing from the second box, before Shavuos, but when withdrawing before the third box, for Sukkot, he did not cover the remaining coins. V'lama haya v'chaper Shema Yishlach V'Yatroi Min Adavar HaTorim. Why did he cover them? Otherwise, perhaps next time he would forget and withdraw coins from that which had already been withdrawn. Torah Mitzvah Rishona, L'Shem Eretz Yisrael, V'Hashniya, L'Shem Krachim Avokofim La, V'Hashlishis, L'Shem Bavel, V'Hashem Madai, L'Shem Medinois Avokoykris. He withdrew the first time for the people of Eretz Yisrael, the second time for the people of the walled cities, and the third time for the people of Bavel, Madai, and of the distant countries. And the Gemara says, as we move on to Tesim Beis, the Gemara says, Shal Beis, Rav Gamliel v'kulei, Ilu Ayishnai, Shnei Kriyim, V'tam Be'echad Mehem, Al Chaviroi, Shemulei Pato Chaviroi. The Gemara asks a question of, when quoting of the house of Rav Gamliel, well, if there were two piles that a person separated Truma Gedola from one for the other, would it not exempt the other? And does the treasurer not take the coins to exempt all of the coins in the Lishka? So why would the house of Rav Gamliel so particular to ensure their coin was actually withdrawn? Hanachas ruachi lahem shloye korban miskarev ela mishalahen tchila. The answer is they were glad to have their money used for the actual korbanos. Tani shamateza katbolios nasu kulam shirayim. The Bais says he then removed the covers and all the coins became shirayim. Tani shlishisi haisa ashira shivakulam shayuba istriois shalzov badakoides shalzov. The Bais says the third withdrawal was the richest one as it contained gold istra coins and gold darkoides. Tani Thomas Roshain Lashem El Jisol or Lashem Kolisol Shnia Lashem Krakel and Mokofim Lashem Kolisol Ashlishis Lashem Madu Bavlamadai or Lashem Medinois or Hoykois or Lashem Kolisol. The Bryce says that he withdrew the first time for the people of Yisrael and for all of Yisrael, the second time for the people of the walled cities and for all of Yisrael, and the third time for the people of Bavel, Madai, and of the distant countries and for all of Yisrael. Tani notel min ha-Rishona, afapi sheyesh b'Rishona, notem la-Shniya, notem la-Shniya, afapi sheyesh b'Shniya, notem la-Shlishis. The Bryce says he took from the first box, and even though some remained in the first, he then took from the second. And even though some remained in the second, he took from the third. Shlema Shlishis Choyze L'Shniya. Shlema Shniya Choyze L'Rishona, Shlomu Shloshtam Choyze V'Shoytel. When the third box is complete, he returns to the second. When the second is complete, he returns to the first. When all three are complete, he returns to count them. Bimea Oimer Choyze L'Shirayim Shirayimea Oimer Moyalim B'Shirayim Shem Yistarful Lahem Basayif. But Meir said that he returns for the remainders, as the Meir says that there is a prohibition of Me'ilah on them since they might ultimately be needed. V'chein hayu Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoye Oimer Zuzus Mevi'a Lidei Nekiyes. Following the Mishnah statement that one must be clean before Hashem and before Yisrael, the Gemara now brings, and so would say Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoye, zealousness leads to cleanliness. Nekiyos revila de tahara. Cleanliness leads to purity. Tahara revila de kedusha. Purity leads to holiness. Kedusha revila de anova. Holiness leads to humility. Anova revila de yirashet. Humility leads to fear of sin. Yirashet mevia lede hasidus. Fear of sin leads to piousness. Hasidus mevia lede ruach hakodesh. Piousness leads to the Holy Spirit. Ruach HaKodesh, Mevi'a Ledei Tchias HaMeisim, the Holy Spirit leads to resurrection of the dead. Tchias HaMeisim, Mevi'a Ledei Eliyahu Zachor L'Tov. Resurrection of the dead leads to Eliyahu of blessed memory. Zerizus Mevi'a Ledei Nekiyos, Tichsiv, V'chalev HaChaper. Zerizus leads to cleanliness, as is written in Vayikra Perek Tezayin Pasuk Chaf, and he will complete, means with zeal, his atonement. Nekiyos, Mevi'a Ledei Tahara, Tichsiv, cleanliness leads to purity, as is written in Vayikra Perek Yud-Beis Pasuk Ches, and the Kohen will atone for her, and she will be pure. Tahara revila de kedusha dechsiv v'tahara v'kotcher. Purity leads to holiness, as is written in Vayikra Perek Tezayin Pasuk Yud-Tes, and he will purify and he will sanctify it. Kedusha revila de anova dechsiv ki koyama rabbi lisa shrichin ad v'kodesh shemoi. Holiness leads to humility, as is written in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Zayin Pasuk Tezvav, for so says the High and Elevated One, who dwells forever and his name is holy. Among the elevated and holy I will dwell, and with the crushed and low of spirit. Anova revealed de Yiras Hasid, Techsiv, Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem. Humility leads to fear of sin, as is written in Mishlei, Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Daled. In the wake of humility comes fear of Hashem. Yiras Hasid revealed de Chasidus, Techsiv, Vachesed Hashem Merilom Vadoilom Al Yireyov. Fear of sin leads to piousness, as is written in Tehillim, Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin, and Hashem's kindness, means his piousness, is forever and ever upon those who fear him. Hasidus mevir ledei Ruach HaKodesh, Tichsiv, Oz Dibat B'chazoyin leChasidecha. Piousness leads to the Holy Spirit, as is written in Tehillim, in Perek Peites Pasuk Chof, then you spoke in a vision to your pious ones. Ruach HaKodesh mevir ledei Tchias HaMisim, Tichsiv, Unasati, Ruchi, Bochem, Vachayisim. The Holy Spirit leads to resurrection of the dead, as is written in Yecheskel, Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Yud Daled, and I shall put my spirit into you, and you will live. Tchias HaMisim mevir ledei Eliyo, Zochor LaToiv, Tichsiv, Hei Anechi Sholeach Lachem Es Eliyahu Novi, Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem, HaGodol Ba'aneiro. Resurrection of the dead leads to Eliyahu, blessed memory, as is written in Malachi, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chof Gimel, Behold, I am sending to you Eliyahu Novi, before the great and awesome day of Hashem comes. Tana B'Shem, Rabbi Meir, Kol Mi Shekavur Be'eret Yisrael, Umadab Melosh Lekedesh, Va'ichol Peiroisav B'Tahara, V'Kir Krishma, V'Boikir V'Erev, Yehi Mevusa, Sheben Olam Habol. A Brisa says in the name of Rabbi Meir, whoever is established in Eret Yisrael, and speaks the holy language, and eats his produce in purity, and reads the Krishma in the morning and the evening, it will be announced that he is destined for the world to come. Hadnalach Peret B'Shloisha Parakim.